happening in these communities. Councillor, I'm looking to summarise and move motion one.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I did get angry earlier at the questions, and I am really concerned that we still can't get a straight answer about how many homes in phase one are going to be at social rents. Perhaps the leader might tell us when he proposes his amendment. I'm angry, and the reason I'm angry is because I think, and I would hope you would agree, that people have a right to afford to live in the borough where they grew up. I think people have a right to afford to live in the area where their children go to school. And I think they have a right to afford to live near to where they work. I know there are different answers to this question. For example, I know a Tory answer could be that they don't, but if they can't afford it, they shouldn't live there. What I'm disgusted about is the fact that that seems to be the Labour answer as well. And they might try and accuse us of telling lies, although they haven't actually been able to specify what is a lie. I wish it wasn't true that they had sold or demolished over 400 homes since taking control. I wish it wasn't true that only 8 homes on phase one are of social rents. And I wish it wasn't true that the leader was completely in bed with the developers. But it is true, Madam Mayor. And it's true because they don't understand the north of this borough. They think it's all full of rich places like Shad Thames. They think that the people who live in the north of the borough only want to live there because of riverside views. They don't realise that actually there are generations of families there who live by the river because they were dockers, because this is the community that they grew up in. They seem to think it's acceptable that we end up in a situation where there isn't social housing in the north. And the reason it's going to happen is because it's being chipped away and they don't understand their own policies. They don't understand that that decision to lower the threshold at which empty council homes are sold is having huge consequences. To say that any home worth over 300 grand gets sold, which is what their policy is, to do that means effectively any family-sized home in the north of the borough gets sold off. We all saw that Remedy Road programme, where there was a really sad bit at the end where a family home in the heart of Bermondsey was auctioned off. And the reason that happened was because of the Labour administration's policies. And it's all right to have a sale here and a sale there, possibly a 4-bedroom on Searles Road, a 3-bedroom on Madden Street. They think people won't notice, but actually, it's about the long-term consequences for a community. And it means that people won't be able to afford to live in those areas anymore. Yes, it's a great aspiration to build 1,000 new affordable homes. But actually, the Labour leader at the last meeting admitted that might not be net gain. Their failure to get new affordable homes, to be arguing for sky lounges instead of affordable homes, is quite simply crazy. They say it's not possible to get them. They feed this viability point all the time. But we know that developers are making huge profits over developments in Southwark. Actually, in Lambeth, in Bishop's Ward, they're still able to get social housing. Perhaps the Labour leader here could ask his colleagues over there. What happens is you get consequences of rushing deals in 8 weeks. You get consequences of being far too mainstream with developers. And you get consequences of trying to get quick cash now, but in terms of mixed communities for the future. I can't afford to live in the borough that I grew up in. My sister can't afford to live in the borough that she grew up in. Every advice surgery I do, I meet people who can't afford to live in the borough they grew up in. Mixed communities are possible in Southwark. They're right, and they're actually worth fighting for.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to second this motion. Madam Mayor, I want to say as a proud council tenant who shares a conversion property with a leaseholder, I'm a strong advocate for mixed communities in this borough. Southwark Labour's attempt to divide this borough in terms of wealth by reducing the amount of council housing in the north is unforgivable. This demonstrates how out of touch Southwark Labour are. They just don't understand that not everybody in high value areas has a highly paid job. The Cabinet decision to sell off high-value council homes once they've been vacated and replace them with new homes in less expensive areas, is Labour playing politics with people's lives? Madam Mayor, members on this side of the chamber has rightly criticised recent plans with unacceptably low levels of truly affordable homes, contrary to Southwark Council's own core strategy to provide 35% affordable housing. Councillor Johns' continued attempt to turn the north of the borough into a cash cow for the council is irresponsible. The council should not be paying for the poor deals it is negotiating with developers by the closing of much needed larger family homes. The proposal to replace council homes with private housing will be largely unaffordable for those most in housing need, not just now, but for every future generation to come. Please support this amendment and support mixed communities in this borough.
I've received one amendment to this motion. Councillor Peter John to move Amendment D.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It seems however often we say it, however much we explain, it just doesn't get through. Can I just say, this administration is investing £326 million, listen to that, £326 million between now and 2016, making every home warm, dry and safe. That is the largest programme that any council has for investment in its stock. I'm proud of that fact. Yeah. I'm also proud of the fact that we have committed to building 1,000 new council homes. Because we recognise that council housing, for many people, is the only possible housing they can afford to live in. That is more council houses than any other authority in this country has committed to build. Yeah. Now, what I do not understand, and I simply don't understand it, is why the Lib Dems say both of those things are somehow bad. I just don't understand it. Now, what we're doing is the best of any council in this country, yet somehow it should be criticised. Now, let me also explain a couple of other things. In order to fund that warm, dry and safe programme of £326 million, yes, it is necessary to sell some stock, which is very expensive to bring up to proper condition. What I would say is this. I prefer a plan which is timetable and costed as opposed to a plan which is not, which had no timetable, which had no funding, and which was going to leave 22,000 people living in non-decency by 2014. I prefer our plan. Yeah. And let me just explain again about the Haygate. The Haygate, where I'm so in hot to the developers, that I went to them and I said, I do not accept what you're saying about 65% affordable rents, of market rate rents for our 1 and 2 bed flats on the Haygate side. I think it should be lower, I think it should be 50%. And the developers don't listen to me because I'm in their pocket. And they came back and said, yes, okay, 50%. It just shows up, doesn't it, the nonsense of what this crew opposite are saying. And let's just remember as well, what if they had won in May 2010? They were on the verge of signing a Haygate agreement. They were on the verge of signing an agreement with Lendlease, which had no guarantee of any affordable housing. You know, those are just basic facts which they do not seem to want to understand. Why are we facing the problems that we are at the moment? It's because their government took £6.9 billion out of social home building. They took £120,000 out of every unit of social housing which we build in this country and replace it with £20,000. They're the cause of the problem. Them and Simon Hughes. We're providing answers to the problems they create.
Members opposite have got the nerve to stand up and say those things.
when we consider what their national policy is they're pushing through Parliament at the moment. Their national policy is to allow developers to bypass local government to allow them to have 0% affordable housing in developments. You're shaking your head, I can't believe you're shaking your head.
To make sure that we really do press developers to get the best deal on these issues. I did also want to make a point about commuting sums from developments, as Councillor McCoy said, in the north of the borough, which all do seem to be disappearing in large ways south of the Elephant Castle, particularly out into Nunhead and South Camberwell wards. And in terms of the Housing Commission, Madam Mayor, which I touched on earlier, I think Councillor Winfield gave a very positive response on, is how we talk to residents about the future of housing in this borough. I believe he said the same thing over the scrutiny. And that is, without dumbing it down completely, we do need to be putting it in a way which actually brings home the practicality. No good talking about gearing and commissions and all the rest of it. We need to look on that right there to make sure everybody has a say in the future of housing in this borough. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm very grateful for the report Councillor Nottingham, I'm terribly sorry, reminding me one of the things that we are responsible for, and that's the whole of Southwark, not just the north of Southwark. And that we have to look at how we use the resources that are available to us to actually deliver the services that we should be delivering to all the people who live here, and particularly the most vulnerable. Sadly, they've stopped inventing land, and I borrowed that from Mark Twain, just to remind people that you can't build on land that's already built on. Therefore, we have to look across the borough to be able to invest in social housing, affordable rented housing, and housing that people can aspire to own. And that's just the whole approach. It's not just looking at one little section of the borough. Camberwell is less than 2 miles from the north of the borough, from the Golden. And I'd like to just address something that Mike said, which was about, you know, the north being a cash cow. The north is not a cash cow. The north is predominantly social housing. It's 60% just under social housing across. There is social housing cheap by jail with the Oak Bank side. There's a massive estate there. Then there's Gallery Street, Tudor Street. And then there's all the social housing that drifts all the way back to the Elephant Castle and then into Pekka. So it's not the cash cow. There are three sites, which actually generate the sorts of money that we're talking about to allow us to invest in social housing for the most vulnerable people across the borough. And it is a judgment. It is a judgment we make based on the values we hold, unlike the values you hold. We do look towards meeting the needs of all Londoners here.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Sometimes I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe when I hear Liberal Democrats talk about affordable housing. It is literally staggering to hear you talk about this issue. If you live in a world where you didn't vote for a cut in the affordable housing subsidy, which you did, in Parliament, you're going to sign a Hague agreement with no guarantees on affordable housing at all, which you did. You vote to make it easier for developers to wriggle out of affordable housing. You did it, nobody else did it. You sold off masses of council housing when you ran the council. Councillor Lovett talked about a housing commission and his constructive response to it. You opposed the housing commission. You told us we were wasting money. We want to come up with a sensible, affordable plan for the next 30 years, an important document. You play cheap politics and you're opposed to it. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. And yet this administration, as Councillor John said, is doing more than any other council in the whole of the country on affordable housing. We can hold our heads high, we can look people in the eye and talk to them about affordable housing and be proud of building 1,000 extra affordable homes, of having a proper housing investment programme, of a £325 million investment in the council housing in this borough, and having a housing commission. And I'll tell you one other story about how much Liberal Democrats care about affordable housing and the tenants in this borough. What they've been doing over the past few weeks is walking around this borough and taking pictures of people's council homes. They've been putting those pictures on leaflets, and then they've been stuffing them through the doors so that some quite elderly and quite vulnerable people are worried about the status of their homes. Just before Christmas, out to our sound right? Just hoping through people's tours, when you know that the homes are not the same, are not even the same. It is absolutely disgusting. That's how much you care about those. You're allowed to put your feet up and sit in your rocking chair and look back on how you behaved during this period of British politics. You will have to ask yourself the question, did you back these disgusting cuts? Did you back the disgusting policies which damaged people in this borough? Or did you stand up and oppose them? Did you resign from the Liberal Democrats and stop backing this disgraceful government? You did none of those things. You lack the backbone. You do not speak from the moral high ground on this issue. You speak from the gutter.
He voted for the changes that will see these people lose support or have to pay more out of very limited family budgets. What these figures don't necessarily reveal is the National Housing Federation statistics on the underlying demographics of some of these people. For the government to be trying to save £50 million from this particular budget, it looks like they would need to fund either £500 million extra to disabled services grant budget, or councils will have to sink some more of that funding. And it'd be great to know where you can find some of that money if that should come from more of your allowances, I don't know. And we will find out, perhaps the proposal made a point about being out of touch. I think we'll find out tomorrow at 2014 how people Southwark believe with where people Southwark believe that Labour and the Dems are in Southwark on whether we're in touch or not. I think they'll be preparing a very positive Labour record delivering Southwark with a failing administration, failing to manage the economy, failing to represent the people Southwark under your MP.
I'm still writing up there. Well, a few myth-busting facts, I think, here. This extra 1,000 homes that are being built, so extra 1,000 council homes that are being built, actually, well, we're on way of building them yet, for one thing, and, you know, I think how many have been built so far? 30? Was it? Was some money in your answers? 30? So that's not really, you know, 30 isn't a long way towards 1,000. But I just want to make some something very clear here. The money that's taken from the buildings in the north of the borough and used to buy to build twice as many homes in the south of the borough, only half of those homes are new homes. Because the half of them, if you can build twice, you're all following me, if you can build twice as many homes somewhere else, half of those homes you would have had anyway, because they came with the new development, not with the council, in the new development. So the only new ones are the ones that you get in addition to what you would have got on site. Okay? But that's do the maths. Okay. So the other thing about this percentage of affordable housing, well, I've got two questions about that. You know, how many social housing is there on the north? First of all, the more private, I know, thank you, Councillor Donatello, I'm fully aware of how many social housing units there are, and I can probably tell you exactly which streets they're on, okay? I don't need you to keep telling me how much affordable housing we've got. But what I can tell you is, for every 285, 385, 485 private flats, and here again you need to pay attention and do the maths, for every quantity like that of private flats that gets built, the percentage of affordable goes down. Yes, that's how percentages work. Okay, so that's another bit with, you know, that you can bust. And the bottom line is, we're all entitled to have affordable housing. The Cabinet has just made a decision that on new build properties, on new build council housing, there will be a 50% allocation to local people. Well, that's great if you live in Camberwell or Peckham or Walworth or where the new housing is being built. But what about the 50% allocation for local people who live in the People's Ward? Because they aren't getting any new council housing, so they're not going to get that. They're not going to get that allocation. So why are you discriminating against our residents and Cathedral's Ward?
Should we pile on agony?
Yes.
There's one iron law of politics, and that is you don't defend the indefensible. And what's really telling is how many Liberals have actually got up on their feet this evening. Not that many. So not that many are defending the indefensible. And you know, we can always rely on those Liberal Democrats, most of those Liberal Democrats who do get up, to basically not let a good argument get in the way of a political slogan. And that's exactly what they've been doing in recent weeks. Let's make it perfectly clear what the leader said before. This Labour group, this council administration, has got no policy to sell off high-value properties. Where the properties that you've quoted are properties, yes, yes, and you sold off more during your administration. So let's get the facts right. You know, it's not like for like. The fact is that we are selling properties which the leader's quite said that the cost of which would be horrendous to maintain and the detriment to the rest of our housing stock. So let me go on to talk about mixed tenured and sustainable communities. That's exactly our policy. That's what we've been in politics for all of our life, and that's what we intend to do through our lettings review working party. I mentioned it before, and again I'll reiterate, there's examples included within that review of other local authorities and what they're doing in London, and some of them are operating a local area-based lettings scheme. So, if that's what you want, that's what you can advocate for. Again, you will have the opportunity to do that in the near future. But the fact is, coming back to what the leader said before, we are one of the few councils in this country, if not the only council in this country, if not the only council in the universe, which is building new council homes. And one of the reasons we're doing that is that when we came back into office in 2010, we found a dilapidated state of most of our properties. A lot of those in the north of the borough, if you don't mind. So, but you made a political choice when you were in office not to invest a lot of that money in the rest of the borough. And that was a deliberate political choice, as Councillor Donizal referred to before. We don't discriminate where people live. We're investing the land.